you very much.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Does anybody need a break?
Please, at least have some pizza. They delivered pizza half an hour.
The pizza has been delivered and coffee may have been cold, so let's keep the pizza hot. 11:09, we'll take a 10-minute break. My fault.
Sorry.
back on the record, it's 11:26. Everybody's had their pizza, I hope. I did not. I had a donut, so I'm punishing myself. For the record, every member of the board who was here prior to the break is back at the table, and we will proceed in order. The next case is case number 9-22-247. That's the East, well, one of the East Hartford cases. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Sir, can you please identify yourself for the record, spelling your last name and indicating the authority you're representing here today?
Deputy Chief Donald Olson, O-L-S-O-N, East Hartford Police Department.
Okay. Deputy Chief, would you like to make a brief opening statement?
Yes, I would. I did the background investigation for this pistol permit application. I received it in June of 2021, and upon a review, appears the appellant, he disclosed a previous DUI arrest. However, there were two other previous arrests that were not disclosed on the application or the fingerprint card.
Okay, sir, would you like to make an opening statement?
excuse me, yes. Just that at the time of filling out the pistol permit application, there one of the incidents on my report was from when I was 15 or 16, I believe it was. I was still a minor, and I wasn't even aware that that was still on my record. I received probation for it, which was successfully completed. And in the other incident, I did forget to put that one on there. These are both misdemeanors that I have received probation for and successfully completed. And I guess where I found out that I had got denied was when I raised that question to myself was, well, should I just reapply and put the misdemeanors on the actual application and not have to go through this 2-year process of waiting, trying to figure out if I'm in fact eligible to actually right to bear arms? And it's just been a long wait, so I guess that's just what I'm here to do today.
Thank you, sir. Deputy Chief, you may proceed with your case.
All right. Back up here. So the appellant submitted an application back in February of 2021. Upon doing a records check, it was determined that the State of Connecticut records check came back as finding that the appellant had three previous arrests, one from 2019, which was a DUI arrest, one from 2014, which was a breach of peace, and there was a conviction, and then also in 2002, there was an interfering and a probation violation. Upon reviewing the application, the DUI was on the application, however, the two previous arrests were not on the application, and they also were not on the fingerprint cards.
Sir, do you have any questions for the witness based on what he just testified to?
No questions in regards to that.
Does the board have any questions? No. Okay. Do you have any other witnesses, sir?
No.
Sir, you can tell us what you'd like us to know.
I'm just really trying to exercise my right to bear arms. Had I known that this would prolong the whole process, I would have probably went and did a thorough background check from the police department or the courts, just so I didn't miss anything. At the time of doing the application, there was really no one to reach out to during COVID, so I kind of had to figure everything out. But the fact that this has been prolonged for so long, and I haven't been convicted of any felonies. I'm just hoping that the board will grant my right to bear arms, and whether I need to resubmit the application or whatever the next steps may be, that's just what I'm here to do.
Deputy Chief, do you have any cross?
No. I do not.
Does the board have any questions of the appellant? Chief?
How old were you when, for your first arrest and conviction?
2002, I believe I was a sophomore in high school.
How old were you?
16, that would make me about 16.
Yeah, you had to be at least 16 to have an under adult record. Back then, 16 was an adult.
Okay. Okay.
A lot has changed. How old were you when for the breach of peace charge?
Probably 25.
Okay. Tell me about the charge when you were 16. What happened?
That was I was in South Windsor. It was a party that one of the kids were having. They ended up burning just firewood, and they ended up, I guess it was just reckless burning is what it was. I was in South Windsor at the time, but I was living in East Hartford, so I didn't know anybody. I just knew the one friend that invited me to the party. And everybody just ran when the police came in all different directions through the woods in South Windsor. And I didn't know where I was going, so I just hitched on with somebody else and followed them. And eventually, we just got caught, and there was interfering for running.
Anything more than running? You fight with cops?
No. Nope. I don't know.
You fight with anybody else?
Mm-mm. Again, I didn't know anybody there besides the one person that had invited me to go.
2014, breach of peace, what was that?
That was an incident where I was being attacked, and the cops got called, and it was actually a family member of mine that was doing the attacking on me. At that time, the cops was called, and everybody went to jail that day, too.
Who was your family? What was the relationship of the family?
He was a cousin of mine, my first cousin. Since then, everything's been, we're fine, everything's been rekindled, and he, actually, I brought him on my staff to work with me.
Was anyone injured in this fight?
He had been injured.
Did he go to the hospital? Did he go get checked out?
Yes.
Yeah. How did he get injured?
He was, when I, was on the ground getting beat up, I had carried a small pocket knife on me, it was legal, but in order to get him off of me, I had to use it in order to get him off of me.
How did you use it?
I did stab him right here.
Okay. What was the original charge?
I believe it was an assault in the second degree, I believe.
Right, which is a pretty serious felony, right?
Right.
And did he get arrested?
I don't think he did.
I think you said that everyone got called off.
Yeah.
Well, who else got arrested?
Well, no, actually no one was arrested. That the police came, but by then, I think they had was just bringing him with the ambulance to the hospital, just to get him checked out. And the police actually showed up to my house.
What was the fight over?
He was accusing me of telling his girlfriend that he was sleeping with other women. It was childish. It was drunken fuel rage of him, and it happened, and I regret it every day. That's my blood cousin. And
have you been drinking? Were you drinking at the time?
Yes.
Were you drunk?
No.
And he was drinking also?
Yep.
I was going to if I already asked him. Did he have a weapon of any kind?
No, he was just pounding me.
But you make it personally say you were assaulted. It sounds like it was more of a mutual fight that got out of control.
Well,
an unknown person assaulted you.
Yeah, it wasn't. No, I was blindsided. And no one seen it coming. And everyone obviously didn't know we were cousins. They were trying to get him off of me. And he was just going crazy. And for me to protect myself is why I had this small pocket knife on me.
Okay, were you present when the police arrived, or did you?
No, I did leave.
You left?
Yes.
How did they find you?
I believe in their report, I believe it was the girlfriend who had told him it was a family matter, and then eventually I believe she had told him that who I was, I believe.
Why would, if you were defending yourself, why would you flee?
Well, I was a kid and I was stupid. That was childish of me.
Well, you were 25, you weren't a kid.
Yeah, well, not a kid, but I was still a little immature at the time. I'm 37 now. I've been on a straight and narrow. I've actually got a good career going and a good family. I just was recently married.
How could that case have been different had you had a gun at the time instead of a
knife? That could have gotten out of, it could have gotten extremely bad at the time. I understand the importance of it and how reckless it was of me to engage with my own family like that. But I did, at the same time, I was really trying to protect myself.
You had a knife, you stabbed him.
It was a bad episode.
You fled the scene. You were charged with assault, second degree. Fast forward to 2019, the DUI, tell me about that.
That was me getting up early in the morning. I had stayed out, but I had an appointment to get to. Not realizing that I was still, by law, intoxicated. So when I had took a right on red, I was put over for that.
What time did you get up?
Must have been about 8 in the morning.
Tell me about your drinking the night before.
That was over just sports, watching sports.
How long had you been, from when did you start and when did you stop drinking that night?
It was a football game. A football game ended probably around 11:30, and we stayed around playing poker all night. I went to sleep maybe 2 or 3 in the morning.
All right, so you got up around 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yes.
You drove, made a right turn on red, and what happened?
I was put over by the cop.
And what happened then?
He just said he smelled alcohol on my breath, so he had put me out the car.
Did you take a breath test?
Yes.
What was the result?
I was over the limit. I don't recall, no. I had the paperwork. I was told not to bring anything in. I didn't know we could bring the actual stuff, but I don't recall.
Who told you not to bring anything in?
I thought we had to submit all the paperwork that we were bringing and evidence and everything online.
No,
but
that you do have to.
Okay, so I was under the impression that we couldn't physically.
Did you submit that?
No. I got all of this in the packet that the Eastern Police Department sent to me.
Okay, was there an accident involved?
No.
Did you go to alcohol education program?
I did 10 weeks, successfully completed it. I had the device installed in my car for a year.
And what is the status of that case?
That was completed it successfully.
Okay, was it still a conviction for DUI or what happened to the case?
Yes, I believe I was convicted for the DUI. That's what comes up on my record.
Tell me about a previous DUI you had. Do you have another one?
Yes. That was, I don't even think I had a license at the time, so it had got suspended.
Right, so how long ago was that?
Was a long time ago. That was 2000 and maybe 6 or something like that. It was like right out of high school or something.
2006, you were probably 20 years old?
Yep.
You did not have a license then?
No.
What happened with that case?
There was a class and then there was 8 classes, I believe, and then that was dismissed.
Okay.
when
was the last time you drove after drinking any amount of alcohol?
Recently? What do you mean?
Yeah,
okay,
last
so
time.
I actually don't anymore. I had issues with just making bad decisions, clearly, from what you guys can see. So I figured all my bad decisions come with while drinking. So I've been able to steer clear from it.
When was the last time you had anything to drink and alcohol?
It's been about 2 months now, because I know my wife is pretty stern about that.
So you still drink?
It's been about 2 months.
You going to AA or anything like that?
I have started.
You started? When,
yeah.
When did you start AA?
I actually started that in January.
What caused you to do that?
Again, just making better decisions. My wife is really adamant about sobriety. She doesn't drink at all.
Are you an alcoholic?
I wouldn't consider myself an alcoholic. But I do, while sitting in the classes, a lot of the stuff that some of the guys share, I can relate to sometimes. And so I don't.
Have you had any other alcohol or mental health treatment? Any other DUI arrests?
No.
Any other arrests at all?
No.
All right, thank you.
Thanks.
Other questions? Sir, when you were 16 years of the South Windsor case,
mm-hmm.
there's a charge for interfering and resisting.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know what that's about?
No. We ran through the woods and we ended up on the kid's back porch. And that was that. They took everybody into custody. That was it. There was no fighting going on.
Do you know why there's a probation violation with that case?
I can't recall that, sorry.
There's a verdict date of 2004 with an occurrence of 1/28/2003, so you would have been on probation and violated your probation somehow, you don't recall?
While that arrest happened?
While you were on probation after pleading guilty to the initial charges for interfering.
Mm.
Looks like that's what you pled guilty to. Interfering. And you're saying you were only arrested for DUI twice, is that correct?
Yes.
I'm wondering if either the deputy chief or the chief or some law enforcement person can explain the SPRC to me on the DUI. It shows an offense occurrence date of 4/4/19, a verdict date of 7/26/19. And it seems to show the same offense under that with the offense date of 4/4/19 and a verdict date of 4/14/21 with a $500 fine. Does that make sense to anybody? I just don't understand why there would be two verdict dates.
You talked about for the DUI?
Yeah.
I only see one online.
Maybe I'm just reading it wrong. Neither here nor there. No other questions? No other witnesses, sir?
No, ma'am.
Would you like to make a closing statement?
I'm just trying to do better in life. Actually, I am doing a lot better in life, and I'm just hoping that these, I know some of these could have been a lot more serious. I'm well aware of that, and I've taken responsibility for that. But I'm just hoping that this doesn't disqualify just my right. That's all.
Thank you, sir. Deputy Chief, would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
Okay. Comments by the board? Seeing none. Dr. Conrad.
Issuing authority.
Attorney Cinetti.
Issuing authority.
Mr. Gray.
Issuing authority.
Colonel Lewis.
Issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.